The text is the gospel reading from St. Mark chapter 13. Jesus says, "No one knows about the day, about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It is like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch." When we ask the repairman, the mechanic, the doctor, on the third last Sunday of the church year, we heard that the end of the world was on the way. On the second last, we heard that that election returns would be all in on that day. On this last Sunday, we ask when. Religions have sprung up from that question. In 1844, the forerunners of the Seventh-day Adventists predicted the end of the world on October 22nd. In 1992, a group placed ads in papers across America proclaiming the world would end October 28. Harold Camping predicted the world would end on September 6, 1994, and then again on May 21, 2011. Lutherans are no stranger to this. A pastor named Michael Stifel calculated the world would end 8 a.m. on 19 October 1533, and he gave away his things. Luther condemned this as fanaticism. When will the end come is not only a fixation of religious people, it's a fixation with some scientists. The moon's orbit is going to decay in 50 billion years. Not to worry, the sun will be a red giant in 5 billion years. Not to worry, the greenhouse effect will melt the polar ice caps in 5,000 years. And the next mass extinction is before that. That's going to happen by 2100. And before that, fossil fuels will run out by 2060. Can you blame these scientists or religions? In what other area of life do we tolerate not knowing when? We don't let a repairman off without saying when. If the mechanic answers our when with, "I can't tell you that," we take our car someplace else. And we would never allow a doctor to reply to our when with, "At a day and hour, you know not." But when is the one thing Jesus won't answer. He has told us the who, the what, and the where of the world's end, but nowhere does he tell us the when. In fact, Jesus asserts that we cannot know the when. Jesus says, "No one knows about that day or hour. You do not know when the time will come." Now, that's a weak translation. Jesus uses much more pointed Greek words than that. He says, "It has not been revealed to you and never, ever will be revealed to you the day, the hour, not even the season of the end." Now, we probably didn't expect to know the day. And we certainly didn't expect to know the hour of the end. But we thought we would know the season. We thought we would know the general time when the end would happen. But Jesus says no. In Luke 17, Jesus says the end of the world will be just like the days of Noah and Lot. People are going to go about their lives unable to tell from the economy, pestilence, earthquakes, or war when the end will be. We think Jesus will come in the evening of history before the darkness is too deep. Or he'll come at midnight when the forces of darkness seem to rule. Or he'll come when the rooster crows after a long dark night. Or he'll come when a new religious movement dawns. But the truth is, we have no idea of the season of the year, let alone the watch of the night. Think about it. If there really were definite signs of the end, so clear that you could say it will be within a day or a year or a month, signs that you would see and say, "When this happens, it's going to be no more than 5 years. Well, if that were true, there would be no need for Jesus' warning. You can't possibly know the day, hour, or even the time frame of the end. Jesus is emphatic that we can't and aren't supposed to know the when. He says, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Angels have witnessed all of world history, and even they can't tell you when the end will be. What chance then do visionaries, scientists, or pastors have? But you're bugged by the fact that Jesus says he doesn't know when the end of the world will be. How can that be? Jesus, as true God, knows all things, always did, even in Mary's womb. Just like he was always omnipresent and omnipotent, even in the womb. But in order to redeem us, Jesus doesn't always use his divine powers as a man. If he had, he could never have suffered our punishments in our place. The whips couldn't have ripped his back. The nails couldn't have pierced his divine skin. He couldn't have hungered or thirsted because creation would have come running to the rescue of their creator. Just like Jesus doesn't use his omnipotence or omniscience when they nailed him to the cross, so he didn't use his omniscience here. But something else is being emphasized. Jesus says the Son doesn't know only the Father. Whatever God wants you to know, he reveals it through the Son. John 1:18 says, no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son of God, who is close to the Father's heart, has made him known. You only see the Father's face in Jesus. You never see the Father even in heaven, only his throne and the Lamb standing in front of it. Whatever the Father wants you to see, he shows it to you in the Son. Jesus is telling you here that the when of the last day belongs to God's hidden will. The Bible class that is Mark chapter 13 came about from the disciples' question, tell us, when will these things happen? Jesus answers, this is something neither the Father nor the Son want you poking your nose into, speculating over, asking questions about. Luther said it this way, Christ knew the time very well, even according to his humanity, but he does not reveal it to men, for he had not been sent to do this. And isn't that great news? Would you really want to know the when of the end of the world? My wife once mentioned in front of the kids that one of them needed to go to the dentist. The one needing to go lamented, great, now I have to think about this for weeks till I go. How much better if we had told them nothing and simply said one day, out of the blue, come on, we're going to the dentist. Now, he would have been bothered for a matter of minutes, not days or weeks. When the world will end is not a burden the Lord has put on you. In fact, he has said the opposite. You can't know the when because it's not given for you to know. He teaches us that we can stop thinking about tomorrow and pray only for such bread and forgiveness that we need today. The matter of the next day, let alone the when of the last day, is not something you have to concern yourself with. Jesus has taken this off your back, heart, mind, and placed it under the hidden will of God. That's good news. Let thousands be sure the world will end tomorrow. Let them wring their hands in blank despair. Who cares? No man, no group knows when, so you are free to ignore them all and go on receiving bread and forgiveness from Jesus daily. Taking the question of when off us prevents us from worrying and calculating rather than watching. The only thing the Lord tells us to do in connection with the last day is watch. But if you think when is a question you can or should answer, then you start to calculate. This takes your focus off what you're watching for. For example, if I set an hourglass on the pulpit and said, Jesus will come through that door when the hourglass is empty, you would focus on the hourglass, not on the door. And some would even calculate how many grains are left and the rate they're passing. You would not be watching for Jesus, but calculating when. That's what happens if you think the when of Jesus' return is knowable. You use world events as your hourglass. You focus on this war, that earthquake, this false teaching to figure out when the end will come, and you cease to watch for Jesus. Let Jesus take the weight of when the world will end off your shoulders. Not knowing the when of the last day makes every single day a day of hope. You know that all the problems will be solved when the world comes to an end. And the rebirthing, recreating, and restoring that Jesus suffered and bled for comes to fruition, to fullness. When the world ends, everything gets set right. This means there are people problems that are not going to be solved till Jesus returns, removes sin, and repairs relationships. There are world problems so complex that no one will ever solve them till Jesus returns. He brings the day when swords will be beat into plowshares. He brings the day when no child will be hungry. He brings the day when disease will be no more. He brings the day when evil will be punished. Some problems in the world between people and within people will only be solved at the end of the world. You have this sense too, don't you? You struggle against your sins, confessing them daily. You resist temptation, unbelief, lust, greed, and pride. But how many times you fail, how many things your sins ruin, how badly you botch your own little world. Well, nothing short of the world ending solves this. Nothing short of Jesus returning and the new man born in baptism and created in true righteousness and holiness blossoming into sight will make things right. Some problems will only be solved when the world ends. If Jesus had given us definite signs of that end, we would be utterly hopeless till we saw them. Not knowing when means there is no reason for us not to say when we're overwhelmed by people, the world, or ourselves. Jesus could come at any minute, and what has me so upset would be solved, my hopelessness gone, my despair lifted. When? Jesus doesn't answer that. And he tells you it's not something God wants you to know. Saying this, he takes out of your hands all calculating and all worrying about the end times. In place of them, he puts watching. That's what my mom did when my dad was out of town. She never told us when exactly in the day he was returning. So we watched all day. Did this make us sad? No. It made us excited. The next car coming down that road might be his. Did we calculate the speed of the traffic? Did we worry about accidents? No, we were kids. It was up to our father to handle those things. We just excitedly watched based on the promise that he was coming. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.